This is TWiT.
We're talking with Mike Elgin. And so in a way, this is a blueprint, right? For
yes.
For if somebody, and I think this is a lot of people's dream.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like me say, but I could never do it.
Yes.
So this would help us, right?
This will help anyone who wants to travel more, even if you want to travel a little bit more. Because this isn't just a sort of manifesto for how to become nomadic full or most of the time. It's a complete alternative to tourism. It's to me, it's the opposite of tourism. Okay, and what I mean by that is, what is a tourist? A tourist is a category of consumer. If you're a tourist, you're a consumer of travel services and products.
I'm a tourist.
Yeah, everybody's a tourist.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. And as you've noticed when you've gone abroad, there are lots of tourists out there.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of fundamentally dissatisfying, too.
Yeah, you're trying to get at the place, but it's just all these other people who are visitors sort of get in the way. So
it becomes Disneyland instead of another country.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the perfect examples, I mean, I know you were in France recently. I think I saw you driving by on the highway.
Yeah, we passed each other on the highway.
And, you know, you go to France, and there's this charming, old-school-looking sort of a bar, and it's like, oh, Hemingway used to come here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why do people care about Hemingway? Well, they read A Movable Feast,
right,
which is a great book. And what was that about? It wasn't, Hemingway wasn't being a tourist.
He was living in Paris.
He lived in Paris. Yeah. It was about his, he knew people. His friends were there. He shopped there. He bought firewood in the street. He would go to these bars and just hang out for hours.
That's what we want. Yeah.
That's what we want.
It's the year in Provence. There are a million books like this, and we want that.
We want that. And so, we can have that. And the way we can have that is, it's all in the book, but one of the greatest things that ever happened for people who want to actually live in a place rather than be a tourist is sites like Airbnb. We can actually just roll right into somebody's apartment.
It's easier than it used to be.
Well, the thing is that when when Airbnb first opened up in Cuba, for example, within the first few months of it being open, we went to Cuba. And, you know, you go and the person next to you on this side and the person next to you on that side and the person across the hall and the people in your building, nobody is a tourist. Nobody's a visitor. They're all Cubans. And then you go shopping at the store where they shop. And then you, every day you go by and you see the same dog and you like get to know people and you meet friends and you become Cuban. You become French. You become a temporary local in these various places. And food, Leo, is the key. It opens all the doors.
Because we all have to eat.
Well, not only do we all have to eat, food is kind of an expression of culture.
Yes.
So you go and find foodies in any place, and they will suddenly light up, and they want to share it with you.
I remember we had you on TWiT. You were calling from a roof, and I think it was in Fez.
Yeah.
And it was during Ramadan.
Yeah.
And we talked about how everybody had fasted throughout the day, and then when the sun went down, it was a massive party, and we could hear it from the roof.
Yes.
And as a tourist, you'd be in a hotel somewhere, or you'd be back on the boat, and you'd be gone.
That's right.
You had the experience of what it's like to break fast in Ramadan.
Right. And we were living in this 400-year-old Riyadh, just absolute beautiful place. Before we got there, there was some overlap in the schedule, so we were like 3 or 4 days living. We didn't have the whole place to ourselves. We were living with a family. And the man who was the person we interacted with mainly, he said, when you're in my house, you are my family.
Yeah.
We're going to have Ramadan. We're going to break. It's called iftar when they break the fast.
Iftar, right.
And we crowded around this tiny table with, he must have had like 6 or 7 kids of every size and shape. And incredible Ramadan food, and we, you know, would sit there for a couple of hours.
And that breaks the ice. That's totally not like you going to a mosque and walking around. You're there at their table sharing that meal. That is a
in people's
intimate
homes
experience.
At their dining room table, that's where it is. That's where the stories are. That's where the reality is. That's the culture. That's the place.
Yeah.
It's not the services that people are selling you. It's that's the place.
We know that in our own lives, though. Yes. That's in our own lives. Those are the times that we most remember that we, even with just family and friends, that we, those are the times that you remember. Those are the intimate experiences. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
We're talking about with Mike Elgin, old friend, good friend, dear friend, and his wife Amira, who traveled the world. And he still, no one knows.
No one knows.
He still writes his column for Computer World and Fast Company. And he's written a new book. This is it. It's called Gastronomad, The Art of Living Everywhere and Eating Everything. And he's got the world on the cover in an ice cream cone, which really does look delicious. By the way, so I have the print edition,
yes,
which is handy for putting in your backpack as you go around the world. It has great pictures. But if you go to, if you buy that for $10, the Amazon Kindle version, you get all of these great pictures in color as well. That is a stunning picture. I'm going to ask you about that in a second. Don't tell me. I'm going to ask you about that in a second, but we'll have more with Mike and learn more about the book. And then let me recommend you go to Amazon, you pick up a copy. Is that the best place? Should they go to your gastronomad.net or
Amazon, search for Gastronomad, or you can go to gastronomad.net, either one.
$15 for the paperback, $10 for the Kindle edition. And now I have both.